Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Australia's hottest golfing podcast is Talk Birdie to Me with Nick O'Hearn and Mark Allen.
I thought I'll go and hit some balls. Go down to the range. Guess who's on the range?
Yeah, of course he is.
It's Tiger hitting balls. I drive the golf cart up behind him. He doesn't see me.
Yeah.
And just plonk the cart there, start hitting balls. He turns around and looks at me and goes, he said, what the f*** are you doing here?
Talk Birdie to Me. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, we're back online, thankfully not in Danistan lockdown. It's hump day with Swanee and friends, Dane Swan in Adelaide, ready for his big punch on. Samantha Richards just at home, ready for something else. Ready. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
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 Are you in beast mode, Dane?
Not really, not yet. Just when I woke up for a walk, it's all right. I'm never in beast mode.
So I looked up this morning at the gym, and there on the big telly V is Ed doing a cross for the Today Show in Adelaide. It's pissing rain, it's wind is sideways, and he couldn't be more pumped.
It's actually nice now. So he must have been up early. What time was that?
Yeah, 7, which would have been quarter to 7 Adelaide time.
So
and you're still in bed 2 hours later, yeah?
No, I went for a walk. Went for a walk with a mate for an hour. It's nice, sun's coming out now. I can see out my window. I can see the Adelaide Oval from my window. So it's nice. It's going to be nice here. It was beautiful yesterday until it started raining last night, but I was watching a movie by then. No, it's nice. It's nice to be surrounded by silence.
Bliss.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm not going to do a thing today. I'm not going to get a massage or something. Just get rid of the knots in me back and me loosen up a little bit. But apart from that, get some lunch. I won't stray too far from where I am right now, mate.
And what, you did the presser yesterday?
Yep.
Did I see your quote was, you'd rather be punched in the head than – you'd rather punch someone in the head than be punched in the head. Is that pretty much
I'm not really a big fan of being punched in the face. I don't know why anyone enjoys being punched in the face, so – my strategy for the fight is to avoid being punched and to punch him more than he punches me, and hopefully that gets the job done.
Could be a winning strategy.
Exactly. You know, we're mates, but it'll be a bit of fun. Hopefully I win, and then we can have a beer afterwards, and I can gloat afterwards. And I can finish my boxing career undefeated.
Perfect.
Is there any other changes to the card? There was some question that was going to be last week.
No, I think it's all good now. I think the order's flipped around. Kane and Brady were meant to be the second last fight, but Kane said absolutely not. He didn't want to come on the last day for a second last fight, so they've swapped that around to Mitch and Kane, which would be good. I think they're actually using – so with the AFL players have been forced to wear the 20-ounce gloves, so it's like Dead Set, you know, the Shrek. I mean, the fucking Hulk gloves. It's like you wear, you know, the green thing, just like them. So hopefully it doesn't hurt when we get punched in the face with them. But they're actually wearing, like, proper boxing gloves, I think, like 14s. Or, I don't think they're allowed. They are actually asked for, like, 10s, like the professionals wear. But I think, I don't know, someone's worried about concussion or something like that. Because they are in a fight, which is odd. But so I think they're wearing 14s, which is you know, way less than what us idiots are wearing. So that fight will be good. You know, I think the press conference yesterday, Mitch Robinson, like I said, this is his job now. So if he gets that on his bummer, it's going to be a very small job, very quick job. If he wins, obviously he'll go on and try and keep fighting. And Cain's had 3 fights, but he hasn't fought since 2016, so it's 8 years longer. It's a fair bit of ring rust. But that one's probably got the most, you know, venom in it, if you will, although I think they actually probably want to go out and win the fight, so they'll do whatever it takes. Where I think the rest of us, you know, we'll do it, you know, we'll enjoy it as much as we can until we get punched in the face, but it's not going to be, there's clearly no bad blood between any of us, and we're just going to try and implement whatever skills we've learnt. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting over and done with so I can have a beer.
Well, this thing, have you maintained being off the piss, apart from having 3 or 4 beers? For those who didn't hear it last week, that's what you said at the Grand Prix.
That is off the piss, in my book.
We went through that, Dan. Still drinking.
Pardon?
We went through
that. I didn't have a wine last night, so didn't have a beer. So I've been off the piss since the Grand Prix. When was that?
Last Sunday week.
Yeah, no, so that's that. That's 10 days, 13 days, 11 days, something like that. So that's good. And now off the piss, nothing today. Might go have something to eat. It's time now. No, Basel starts at 9:30 here, which is nice. So I'll stream it to me telly. And then after that, like it's here early, I'll just go get some lunch, get a massage maybe, and then have a nap. And then I'm giving back to the people to gather around.
Yep. So with the giving back, Dane, I thought you were going to be on the footy show as well.
This feels like deja vu. It feels like I've fucking covered this topic. I don't know.
Well, it's what a good journo does. We interrogate.
Correct.
If I know a good journo, I'll speak to him.
Yeah, no. Or her. Don't be so fucking sexist.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. But you're assuming that a woman isn't a man.
Oh, God.
That's a very valid point, Ralph. They might be a great journalist. Yes, so tonight I've got giving, mate, I'm just trying to help boost Adelaide's economy. It's Gather Round. Yes. Just doing my part for Gather Round. You know, it's a wonderful event, great occasion in South Australia. So I figured, you know, not only am I going to do the fight, fuck it. I'm going to give back to the people on my own dime.
Yep.
Tonight and Thursday lunch.
What a guy. So, wow.
Before you come back.
Yes, I figured I'm coming back Friday. I need a day of rest after the fight and celebration. So, and I'm giving back to the people on Thursday as well. So, trying to boost the economy of Adelaide. So, got that, and then I have to. Then we're doing the weigh-in. I'm not sure if we've talked about this, but just stop me if we have. We're doing the weigh-in live tonight on the footy show. Is it a Sunday footy show on Tuesday, or is it like a proper fucking Sam and Ed footy show?
Well, here's the question, because if it's the Sam and Ed footy show, that means you've missed out on being part of that lineup for the last 5 years, even though you were part of that lineup. Did anyone ring you?
Let me check.
I reckon it's got the same one that the Crawford Hurdy podcast was trying to get back to me on.
The front door rang at 7:21, but that was about it.
Nothing.
No, nothing. So, they got us on there. They got us on there for nothing. We've got to get down.
Nothing.
But it must be a ceremonial weigh-in because, well, they've asked us to bring our boots, shorts, t-shirts, and that, and we're getting a robe or something. So, but I've worked this hard not to be fucking down in my undies. Well, I'm not wearing a fucking t-shirt. Well, I've been drank for 11 days.
aren't you worried that you look like an object?
I can't wait to be objectified. I don't know what all these women worry about.
And men.
Yeah, men, yes, and they. Yeah.
That'd be sick.
I want to be woof whistled at if I can walk past a construction site down in Adelaide. Can't wait.
By the way, on the way there, Ali, because it's fresh in my mind having gone over there on the weekend.
Oh, you here? Why don't you stay for me fight, you fucking arsehole?
Yeah.
You can work from anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
You could have done some live reporting.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, is there a better place in the world at a rort than an airport?
No, absolutely not.
As a mate of mine says, one finger's okay, but the whole fist.
Yeah, no. Nah. What's your gripe with the airport?
No, just everything. If they do the cost of living and the inflation figures and all that type, if they went to the airport, everyone would be broke.
Oh, mate, they're no good. Mate, even like money exchange places, mate, they bend you over. Not when you're overseas. Like anything inside the airport, you get about 6 cents left. It's fucked. No, they're not good. No, I try and avoid them unless I'm in the lounge, then I fill my boots. I probably put on 2 kilos yesterday because we're in the Virgin Lounge. Smashed about 10 pieces of Raisin Toast.
Oh, carb loading.
Yeah, mate, I couldn't have myself. And then last night I was like, I got so close, you know, I was disciplined enough for my, you know, for me, you know, like I'd still, you know, like I couldn't help myself. I'd have to eat, but I was generally pretty good. Walk after dinner, you know, sauna, like, no, try and eat no snacks after dinner. That was basically my discipline. I'd eat what I wanted, but till after dinner, I'd stop.
Right.
But last night, mate came over, watched the Conor McGregor, that Roadhouse movie, cast it to the TV. I was like, oh, you just cannot watch a movie without food. Like, it just doesn't happen. Well, you can't watch a movie unless you get snacks. So I was like, I'm going to have to go down to the supermarket. So I had to go down to the supermarket and bought. The remnants are all over the floor. got some chocolate, colour bags, lollies, and some marshmallows, and they all disappeared during the movie. So I just have no discipline. But on the same token, you cannot watch a movie without snacks. And we went to the movies Saturday.
Is that why you can't do a wee without no do a
correct. Correct. Can't poo and wee. You can't not poo and wee at the same time. You cannot watch a movie and have snacks. So we went to the movie Saturday afternoon. I was out last weekend spare before footy starts. So we just got out of the house, went to Chadston, did some shopping, and then watched the movie. Watched the new Ghostbusters. It was horrible. I fell asleep, but it was the only one on. But I had to get a choc top, I had to get popcorn, and had to get like some fucking spring rolls now. So
spring rolls.
Yeah.
You're sitting with the people where you don't.
And chips, yeah, and hot chip fries and that. Yeah, no, I wasn't. I refused to. No. So I fell asleep. But it's like the drinking thing. That doesn't count. Like the food during a movie doesn't count.
Right.
You just slip that behind. You just put that out of your brain.
What about beer during barbecues? If you're not allowed to drink on the piss, but you're cooking barbie meat, you have to drink, don't you?
If you're having just a couple, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Oh, you've reminded me. Here we go. So on the weekend, I'm hearing Mick Mouldhouse on ABC.
How was your time in Adelaide first?
What's that?
How was your time in Adelaide?
That was one of the great wins I've ever seen live, and didn't expect it. Went there for my birthday with my daughter and loved it. But a bit different to when I was there on a footy trip, kicking on by going to the gym at 11 o'clock at night because that's what she wanted. How she wanted to celebrate. So
the gym changed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vision.
Yeah, anyway. But no, that was awesome. Go D's. Stayed to the end. Lost my train of thought. What the fuck was I saying?
Mick Mouldhouse.
I'll tell you about Mick Mouldhouse on the ABC. Yes. But first time you've been to the Adelaide Oval?
First time since it's been redone. I went there. The EJ Witten game was there about 20 years ago when I was working at Channel 9, and they played there, and we walked back to the city, and we thought, well, how good this is where footy should be, and it ended up being there. So.
What do you think?
It is. Oh, I reckon it's. I put this first thing I thought of was in the perfect night. Exactly what you say about you'd rather play at night.
Yeah.
Because geez, what a spectacle! And I think they've got their light show better than the MCG.
Yeah, no, it's very good. I only played there a couple of times, so obviously the new one.
Yep.
But it's probably the second. It's probably apart from the MCG. It's probably the best ground to play at.
Really?
You've been there, Sam?
Yeah,
I have, but It was an afternoon game, so I didn't get the spectacle of it.
Yeah, fair enough. So Mick says about he always had young players over. They were talking about, you know, looking after yourself, and when he would have young, older players, didn't matter, over. And whenever he'd have them over for dinner, he was big on having players over for dinner. He'd always make sure there was a bottle of wine at the table. And if there were young players, they'd look twice at it and think, is he testing me? Do you have memories of that? Going for dinner at Mick's place?
No, I never got invited.
obviously
invited the good young players over. I was shit when I was young. So I only got good when I was a bit older. So he fucking didn't give a hoot about me.
Follow-up question.
Yep.
Was it a coincidence that he offered him a free glass of wine and he was sponsored by Dan Murphy's at the time?
I was going to say, yeah, he wouldn't have bought it out of his fucking wine shelf. Would have got the club to pay for it, no doubt. But, no, I didn't get, I don't think I ever went to Mick's house, unfortunately. No, I didn't go to one camp. This is back in, I think those kind of things were left till a bit later in life, you know, when people cared about the young ones. When I got thrown in, it was like, no one gives a fuck about you. You just do what you do and speak when you're spoken to. And then if you go all right, we'll start talking. That's how it was in 2001 when I got drafted. So, all this care and empathy started years later, you know.
Yeah, didn't really resonate with you back then.
Or with Still doesn't.
Are the Pies back, Dane?
Sounds like a deja vu. Sounds like I'm sure I've covered this earlier. Well, like I've always said, footy doesn't start till Easter.
Right.
Yeah, I think we all
knew
that.
Have you always said that, or did you just say it last week?
I think I've always said it. I think so. Somewhere, someone said it anyway, so. Well, the Pies are very similar to Jesus.
Really?
We rose on Easter Sunday, but it was Friday. Or Thursday, whenever we played. Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. We're behind in Adelaide.
Yeah.
That's about 40 years.
At least.
And they were playing The Offspring on the radio. In the cab on the way, they were playing The Offspring. I was like, fuck, this must be on the charts. I've heard The Offspring for fucking 30 years. Seriously. I got a laugh in the cab too, so I was pretty happy with that.
That was a little win.
Yeah, got a little win. Yeah, it was nice. They're back. Well, they're not all the way back. There was I wouldn't say the game was at the highs of grand final day last year. Am I boring you, Samantha? Sorry.
have you got an excuse for this behaviour, Sam?
I'm fucked. Can't wait. In 2 years, I'll sleep.
Sleep when you're dead. Listen, it wasn't the greatest game of all time, but they did what they had to do. Backs against the wall. 0-4 would have been a fucking real long way back, but 1-3 gives you a little bit of light. So they're scratching and clawing. They're pretty scrappy.
Well, hang on. You always said that the D's premiership doesn't count because it was in COVID, right?
Correct. Same with Richmond.
Did Collingwood's win count given that Brisbane have got Vegas problems?
Hey. Don't you fucking dare say anything bad about Vegas. Well, that's blasphemy. They weren't even in fucking Vegas for starters. How did Vegas just cop the ricochet shot?
Our Doom gave you last week.
Exactly. Yeah, and then James Brayshaw come out and says he's worried, Vegas is no good. Man, I've been there a million times. I've never had a problem, and I've been to lots of places around the world which you would consider safe, and I've got way more interesting stories and some shit that's happened there that probably should never be allowed to be told in way less party places, if you will. Yeah. So he's wrong. He's just blatantly wrong. The Lions are in a fucking pickle, aren't they? What an idiot. Whoever, I know the player, but I won't name because I don't think he's been named. But, mate. Well, you know, at least one thing they've done. Every fucking footage drew from now, their fucking iClouds will not be synced. I can fucking guarantee you that from this day forward.
People who complain about clickbait and then click on stories, right? You get one or the other. So can you just succinct it for me in 30 seconds about what the story is? Because I just look at it and go, I couldn't give a fuck what players do in their personal life.
I don't think anyone gives a fuck. Brisbane walked so the rest of the league could run. That's what they did. I think roughly they went away and the player who I shall not name had his WhatsApp linked to his iCloud or something, which must have been on a computer or iPad or his missus' phone back home. And she was getting all the messages from the footy trip group chat, obviously there must have been some damning photos now, which is the fucking first problem, but why you'd send them. But you think you're in a safe space and a trust tree, but and if you read a lot of that stuff out of context, it would look horrible, but you know, you got to be in context as well. So, yeah, so I think a few of the boys fucking in a bit of pickle back home. It'd be a long flight home knowing what you're about to walk into, but after being away for fucking however long they're away on the piss every day, it'd be a tough fucking pill to swallow. But, yeah, so that was basically it. So, but they swear that there's not a problem. They just go and shit house. They've been out for a long time too, Brisbane. So, you know, it's a bit like Collingwood. Like, you can't, no one stays at the top forever. And now, is their premiership window gone? Well, they're 0-3. They've lost 2 games at home. You usually pencil in 10, 11 wins for them at home. And they'd won, like, 0-4 is hard to come out for. I don't know who they play this week. So, I should have done my math science work, shouldn't I? So I should know. But, if they lose this week, then they definitely, absolutely. If they lose this week, hold on, they should be kicked out of the league.
But I just want to ask you, Danny Daly, I think he's pretty manager of Brisbane, just this quote, because I actually liked it. He said, it's the end of season trip of our players. They're on leave, and whatever happened on that trip wasn't to the extent that the football club needed to know about it. There are no policies that went outside of what we need to address. The issues of personal labour, that's where we ended. So everyone complains about, oh, you know, you're too harsh on players or the scrutiny on players. Well, if they're saying, did they break law? No. Well, fucking none of our business.
Exactly.
Isn't that right?
Who gives a fuck? Exactly. And they've all come back and they've had 6-7 months to deal with it. So,
yeah.
I'm sure they're just going, but they're going like busted. The key forwards aren't getting a kick. Charlie Cameron has had a kick.
Kitty and Coleman's a huge out.
Yeah, exactly.
Huge out.
That's the time.
Doing cause and effect.
Ashcroft isn't there. And it's hard to be up for so long. I know you love your stats. Isn't there some weird stat like the grand finalists from the previous year haven't even made the finals or haven't got it back to a prelim or something? Like, I don't know, something weird. But.
Yeah, fooled by randomness, I'll call it, which is a teller book. But because people like making connections on often things got nothing to do with it. So Brisbane's 0-3 because of Vegas and Melbourne's, all of a sudden, now we've got a good culture, even though apparently we had bad culture. I mean, just maybe Melbourne's got the best. Melbourne's playing well enough to win 3 games, and Brisbane isn't playing well enough to win any of their games so far. It's got nothing to do with the other thing.
I told you what the best culture is, Ruffy.
The winning one.
Exactly. Like, Brisbane are 3-0. Do you reckon, if Brisbane are 3-0, you reckon then this has been a problem?
No, it'd be encouraged. Every club should be.
Exactly. Mate, they got away, they had some internal grief, and they've stuck together really well. It just shows how tight knit this fucking group is. Nothing can break him. They go the other way, and then now they're fucking, you know, they're all having fights and, you know, relationships are broken up and this and that. Melbourne got the best call. I actually seen 4 of the boys last night walking down the street. Melbourne boys, I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? I thought they'd come over for me fight. I was like, thanks, boys. I had a bag full of fucking lollies and chocolates, and they were all walking up the street going for dinner or something.
I would have said Dane's aged. He actually has got lollies.
Exactly. They look good. That was a good win. The Pies are back. They rested a couple, still to come back in fresh. Billy Frampton's been really good, I think, the last couple of weeks. He stopped. Who did we get beat by last week? Saints. Max King, he did a really good job on him. And then he shut down Hipwood. I think he didn't sniff it all night. Yeah. So. He's been really good. So this is Barrett. Tommy Mitchell played pretty well. Chris looked good as a sub. Finn McRae he got a go, but obviously got subbed off. So there's some positives there. You know, you're a class half full kind of guy, Ralph, as you know. Very positive, positive Pete over here. Yeah. So
when you win money.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. We got the Hawks this week. Now if we go and undo that and get people out of the Hawks, well, we're probably back where we started. So they just have to build on it. Like, yeah, it was scrappy, but they did enough. Now, well, fuck, I haven't checked the press conference, but did Fly give credit to Brisbane? I just want to make sure.
He didn't give credit to where it should have gone.
Okay. So who
he
should
didn't give credit to? Carolyn Wilson.
Okay. Well,
that's why Collingwood won.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully he rectifies that at the next press conference and just lets everyone know that Brisbane were really good.
Yeah,
hopefully.
That's the most important thing. Hey, did you go to the Dogs, Sam, or have you retired?
Yeah, no, I was there. It was a good win. I've got one more game. Obviously, they had to gather around to play the Cats this
week. When they were down early. When they were down early. Were you having flashbacks of the year before?
Oh, my God. It was not pretty. It was not fun. I went and sat underneath because I can't stand for very long. And
that game wasn't great.
Thankfully, well, it got better towards the end, but thankfully the TVs underneath weren't working in the media centre. So they were scrounging trying to get them working, and I was like, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't work. I don't want to see it anyway. But obviously we came back towards the end. It wasn't pretty. We were nervous. And when I arrived there, for some reason, every security guard I walked past said, good luck today. And I was like, are we going to need it? We're playing what is this? Turns out we needed it in the beginning.
I can't work out how the Eagles haven't improved when their players aren't any better.
Tough, isn't it? Yeah. Now, their over-under wins was 4.5.
Oh, it's picking up money off the ground.
Mate, is that the free?
Is that including waffle games for the twos or something?
Mate, like, could you believe that? Like, how do we not plunge that at the start of the year? Odds they go winless? Maybe they win. How many do you reckon they win? One? Two. I reckon they win two.
Who would you rather be, North or West Coast right now?
North by a mile. They've got, by a mile. At least some of the young kids look, and I'm a paid up member. So obviously I'm you can see, not that we watch West Coast because we know what's going to happen, but I watch North because I'm a proud paid up member. So Warlaw looks good. She's loves, they play them at half back where they get a million uncontested possessions. So we've got to start playing them in the midfield and see what they can do. But, McKercher looks all right. Like, what's his name? LDU is a really good player. Like, Larky can play. Their captain's pretty good. So, she's all that, McKercher, Dersman. So, you've got some nucleus of what could be a good side. Now, obviously, they're still shit because they're very young.
Yep.
And, they'll probably win a few games this year. But West Coast, you just don't know where, like, it's Harley Reid or Buff, basically. Like, I know Oscar Allen's out. He's obviously a very good player. But, mate, they just look horrible. I could play in their side. I legitimately could play. Now, listen, I'd run out of puck pretty fucking quickly, but I could play as a forward pocket who puts on absolutely no defensive pressure whatsoever.
Well, you wouldn't
very similar to how look at me. Yeah, exactly. But geez, they're tough to watch, aren't they? Who do they play this week?
they got Sydney on the rebound.
Woof.
Good luck.
What's the line?
We're going to guess the line.
Oh, we're still doing that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we might get into that.
Well, okay, what's the biggest line you reckon Sydney will West Coast level year? Do you reckon they'll get to 80? Like if they play...
Well, I have to. It's a market. So people have to be on either side of a bet.
Yeah.
At this rate, they're just... Wow. But as you say, I think with the Kangas all of a sudden, when you put it 200 more games into a team, which mathematically you do in half a year footy, I reckon they're going to come home. I wouldn't be surprised if they split their last eight games without seeing the fixture.
Yeah.
They've got some genuine talent. They're just not there yet.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we're nearly done here. Just, if anyone's wanting to watch the fight, watch me put Dale on his bum. Just on Stan or something like that. Or you can come over here.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Righto, Sam.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'll take the helm.
Mouth guard in.
We are obviously heading over to Adelaide for Gather Round. Round 4 of the AFL Premiership season. And the first game, we're not sure why Ralph didn't stay. It's his mob up against the Adelaide Crows. 7:40 p.m. bounce at Adelaide Oval. The Crows are paying $2.
No, you're not allowed to say. We have to guess first.
Yeah. Go.
Fucking hell, Samantha.
We had our production meeting.
Did we?
Yeah. No.
No.
She was yawning during it.
Oh, that's true. I was. I wasn't paying attention.
I'll go 18 and a half for the D's.
You think the line's going to be 18 and a half? And Dane?
I'm just getting me notes up so I can put me. Well, so I can put my bets in. So I bet with everyone. So we win and lose together. Can you repeat the game, please?
Yes, I can. 7:40 PM bounce at Adelaide Oval. Adelaide Crows hosting the Melbourne Demons.
I take Melbourne 14.5.
No, both of you know. The head-to-head is $2.30 to Adelaide, $1.63 to Melbourne. The line is +7.5 to the Crows. And the over-unders is 169.5, Ralph.
Wow. All right. So they're really factoring in the Adelaide home ground advantage. I'm just looking at the weather. The weather's going to be good this weekend. No, I've got to go to the D. What did you say? It was 8.5.
7.5.
7.5. Now, look, I do think there might be some flatness. That was a very bruising game. That was fantastic. Yeah. Like I said, one of the best wins I've seen for the D's, certainly in the state. But 7.5, Adelaide are no good, and Melbourne are very good. So that's to me, I'll take.
What's the total?
The total is 169.5 over-unders.
Ralph, what's the title? What's the name of this podcast called?
Swanee and Friends?
No, this gambling one.
Math Science?
I think there's a bit of math science about this. This is just for no other reason than math science coming into it that I'm taking the Crows. They just have to. You couldn't pick the Crows in a fit right now the way they're going. But Melbourne obviously look fantastic. But this has just got math. This has got a. Yeah, there's a bit of a math science smell about it. Melbourne are staying here all week. Well, fuck knows what that is. Well, I don't know whether that's going to be good or bad. Like you said, very, very tough game last Saturday night or whatever it was. It's a good side. Coming off a 5-day break. They play Thursday night. Yeah, so 5-day break. Just there's a smell about it. So it's just for absolutely no other reason than math science, which happens. I'm taking the Crows.
You know, I'm tempted to go the under, I've got to say. Particularly Stephen May back. That's going to be huge. So, but I'll go the D's. Yeah. That's just too big.
Yeah. Okay. Friday night footy, unbelievably it's 14th versus 16th. The Brisbane Lions sitting in 14th spot taking on North Melbourne at Norwood Oval.
What's North Melbourne's record like at Norwood?
Ooh, yeah. Not bad.
Yeah. I think last year in Gather Round, actually.
What kind of ground Norwood? Big, I don't know.
No idea.
I just get flashbacks of Sam asking you if you've played at Cairns before. The dismissal.
The disrespect.
He might have done now, Swan FC, maybe. He's played at a few grounds.
Well, absolutely. Yeah.
Righto. What's your line?
Might have to be 39.5.
I'll go 43.5. Sam?
Brisbane paying $1.13, North Melbourne $6.05. The line is -36.5 to Brisbane, and the over-unders is 180.5, Dane.
Oh, I don't know the dimensions of Norwood, so it's hard for me to pick a total. You have to give me – you can't take Brisbane. This is like Collingwood must win game for Brisbane. They don't smash North. But if they came out and win by 4 points, it's going to look horrible. The Brisbane at the line. It's just that sometimes you just don't got to think about it.
So did you say 36.5 the line?
Yeah.
Sam?
The line is 36.5, correct.
No, I've got to be with you, Dane. Brisbane actually might fold. They might just merge with Tassie if they lose this.
Yeah. They cannot.
Poor Lions. Okay, thanks for your insight. Still Friday night footy because we're having all games in one weekend in one town. That is Adelaide Oval, where Port Adelaide are hosting Essendon for an 8:10 PM bounce. Tell us what you think these lines will be here, Ralph.
I would say 12.5 for Port. Dane?
I'm going to say a bit more. I'm going to say 19, 20 and a half.
$1.29 to Port, $3.66 to Essendon. The line is minus 22.5 to the Port Power.
Ooh, yeah, what's the big line?
I'm Port off the rebound here. Yeah, Essendon, no, I'm not. Saints were fucking horrible in the last day. Those Saints were horrific. I was watching them on the way from the movies. My goodness, they shit themselves in the last. Oh, geez, they were bad. They were so frustrating to watch. What's the total?
The total for this match is 176.5.
Well, that's too high.
Yeah, it's a bit high, isn't it? Where is it? Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide Oval.
Port into the under.
Okay.
Well, Port to win, full stop.
Into the under. Yeah, give me $2 some.
Yep. I originally had Port as the best, thinking it'd be 12.5. 22.5 is the high line. I'll go Port 1-39. I think the Dons don't know yet they're no good. So sometimes those teams can put themselves.
Yeah.
So I'll go Port 1-39. You're just Port the win into the under.
Yep.
Okay. Keeping it interesting. I like it. It is Saturday afternoon football, 1:30 p.m. bounce out in the beautiful Adelaide Hills, Mount Barker. West Coast are hosting the Sydney Swans. West Coast. Oh, no, nah, tell us.
Can't say anything. Tane.
Oh, I'd have to be 59.5.
I'll go 52.5.
Ooh, you're both pretty close. West Coast, $11. Sydney, $1.04. The line is plus 54.5 to West Coast. And the over-under is 178.5.
Get them in your multis. Get Sydney to win in your multis. It's $1.04. Mate, this is just rinse and repeat. Well, until West Coast can show you anything, what's the total?
That'd be 178.5.
Yeah, so I can't take a total until I said dimensions of the ground. I'm assuming they're smaller because, I don't know why. I just assume that. But once again, I'm refused to take where this is. I was on the West Coast bandwagon the other time, a couple of years ago. This is just free money at the minute. Give me West Coast. Oh, fuck, sorry. Give me Sydney.
54.5, he said, Sam.
54.5.
Well, snap again. Yep. Just let's stick with logic. Once I get to 60 or 70 points, we've got something to think about. But at the moment,
exactly.
And the thing was, Dane, 2 years ago when you were on them at the line, okay, everything was going wrong with COVID. They haven't got any better in 2 years.
No, like,
this has
no.
been – Adam Simpson will end up getting sacked. This has been the worst list management in AFL history. And when I say AFL because that started in 1990. No bigger debacle in list management history than the coaching club.
Jeez, they're bad. Yeah.
Oof.
Yep. All right. They're not fun to watch. You watch the first quarter and you go, oh, yeah. They show a bit for about 10 minutes and you're like, yep, here it comes. They just bang, 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 bang. Here it comes. Yep.
Exactly.
Okay, well, still Saturday. We've got two games coming up at Adelaide Oval. So we start at 4:20 p.m. between the Fremantle Dockers and Carlton. Fremantle are sitting in second and Carlton are down in sixth. Can we have some thoughts on the line, please?
I would say the line will be 15.5 for Carlton.
Carlton, St Kilda.
Carlton, Freo.
Fremantle, Carlton.
Yeah. Where is it? Sorry.
How's my $90 looking, by the way?
Very good.
Very good. It's at Adelaide Oval, 4:20 p.m. bounce.
Oh, so home ground advantage to Freo. I'm going to tell, what did you say, Ralph?
I said 15.5 for Carlton.
I'm going to say 10.5.
$2.27 to Freo, $1.64 to the Blues. The line is plus 7.5 to the Dockers. And the over-unders is 165.5.
Well, someone's O has got to go. Is that right? They're both undefeated?
Yeah.
Freo. But then I thought they were going to play some more fast pace last week, but they fucking...
It was shit.
Yes, it was. I'm going to take the Blues.
Okay.
Blues 1-39.
Okay.
Tempted there, but in the end, Carlton actually are defensive-minded, even though they're fantastic in front of goal. Fremantle only defensive because they're boring. I will go the under. And going in early, Sam, is my best bet of the round. Unders, Fremantle, Carlton. What did you say that line was? 166?
165.5.
I hope that point doesn't count. Anyway.
Wow, you're going the unders. Okay. All right. Saturday afternoon. 8 to 10 p.m. still at Adelaide Oval, backing it up. The Western Bulldogs taking on Geelong Cats at 7th versus 4th. Some thoughts on the line, please.
I would say 8.5 for the Cats.
Dane?
I'm going to say 6.5, Geelong.
Okay, can be interesting. The Bulldogs are paying $2.04. Geelong are $1.81. The line is plus 2.5 to the Western Bulldogs. Mm. And the over-unders is 168.5.
Yeah, well, I'll take the Dogs. Nice and simple. I'm not convinced at the Geelong, but they've had a great draw so far. And I think the Dogs are now getting it together. They won the school sports on Sunday. And now they'll have an easy week and one less day. The Geelong have got one less day to prepare.
I'm going to take the under.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
What's the number again, Sam, for the under?
168.5.
What'd you say?
168.5.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, Sunday football over in Adelaide. Back at Mount Barker, the lovely Adelaide Hills, the Gold Coast Suns are taking on GWS Giants. It's 10th versus 1st for a 12:30 p.m. bounce.
All right, Dane.
I'll say 16.5.
I'll go 22.5 for the Giants.
Well. Fancy saying that, Dane, because Gold Coast are $3.05, GWS $1.38. The line is plus 16.5 to the Suns. Bang on.
Geez, I'm good.
Over-unders, 169.
What's the over-under?
169.5.
Give me the over. Tsunami's fucking in full flight. There's a bukkake. There's an orange and whatever colour else bukkake going on. So, give me the over.
I'll go.
Weather check, hold on. Weather check.
Weather's fine.
Weather's fine, okay, over, yep.
Yep, I'll go 1 to 39, the Giants.
Wonderful. It was nice and simple. Another game that may not be as simple, it is still Sunday afternoon football, and we return to Norwood Oval. Richmond takes on St Kilda, 13th versus 11th for a 3:20 p.m. bounce, Ralph.
Richmond are fantastic as a team. Now they've got Lynch and Bolter and
Baker.
All out. I would think the line would be about 22.5 because of that.
Yeah, of course.
Are you tainted by watching St Kilda about what you think of St Kilda?
Yeah, they suck. what's the under? What's the total? Oh, I'll go give you a line. Yeah. 13.5, Saints.
Well, for another one right on the head, Dane, Ralph was correct in this one. Richmond are $3.73, St Kilda $1.28. The line is plus 22.5 to the Tigers, and the over-unders is 164.5.
I like Richmond line here, but I like the under more. I think Richmond can keep it close, but I'm going to take the under. Saints just, walks like a duck, sounds like a duck, it's a duck. Saints are slow and boring, under.
I think they're all slow and boring their way to cover 22.5. What's the under line again, Sam?
The unders is 164.5.
Yep, it'll be a boring game. I don't doubt that.
Yep.
Fair enough. Well, still in Adelaide, hard to believe, but we are at Adelaide Oval for the Collingwood Magpies taking on Hawthorn, 12th versus 17th for a 5:10 p.m. bounce on Sunday evening. Dane.
29.5.
I 28.5.
You're close, both of you. Collingwood, $1.26. Hawthorn, $3.90. The line is minus 24.5 to the Pies, and the over-unders is 168.5.
My Birmingham year, because I'm going back to the cash cow. I'm going back to the cash cow. Pies won the 39.
Snap. Yep, I'll go that too. Hawthorne, honestly. About the Sam Mitchell's mates looking after him. They're 3 years into a 72-year rebuild.
And we've struggled a little bit against Hawthorne, maybe in my heart. From memory, so yeah, Pies won 39 for me.
Yep,
my best bet, and it will continue to be now, is anyone who plays West Coast until they prove otherwise.
I'll go the unders of Freo Carlton, Math Science. Just scraped in by 5 lengths is the best. Let's see if we can improve on that. I wish I win. The rain's coming at Sydney, as it always does at this time of year, and it loves it. It won the TJ on a wet track. It's first up in the TJ. 2x3. I'm pretty confident I'll beat the Kiwi in Pair of Trees, and he probably will win, but they'll give you an opportunity to put the place inside. My roughie in the Derby is Cap Ferrar, but I'll put a couple others on the Swanee and Friends Insta story on Saturday morning, and all my Caulfield work will be racetrackralphie.com.au.
All right, we'll see you next week when I'm an undefeated boxer.
Woo! Good luck.
1-0, 1-0.
Good luck to you, Sam. When are you, Drew?
Good luck to you. Yeah, is this your last one?
This is my last one with you guys, yes. Okay. I'm alive if you need me.
When are you, Drew, just so we know?
I'm due 10th of May, so technically, well, I had Noah this time last time, so I could go any time from now.
All right, well, best of luck. Thank you for everything.
Bye, guys.
Thanks. We'll see you in 6 months or whenever you decide to return to work.
If I do, ever. Thank you.
Yeah.
Gamble responsibly.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.